This is Honest Abe Lincoln, and I'd like to read to you from logs.
Good morning!
Friday, February 13th, episode 191, Friday the 13th. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. President Lincoln will protect you. Protect you from ear loneliness. You won't be ear-nonymous forever. Ear me now. Why all the ear-based punning? It's simple.
I'm crazy.
No, no, no. But if I do sound a little senile, you may chalk it up, if you choose, to the fact that somebody had a 200th birthday this week. Look who's getting to be a big boy. Abraham Lincoln. How did I spend the big 200? Good question. Good question. Apparently, I spent it smoking pot. Whoa. 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 Yes, it's true. I read it with my own eyes. Yes, this very week on the Huffington Post, in an article about the Michael Phelps bong scandal, I read a passage written by me during my presidency to the head of the Hohner Harmonica Company in Germany, in which I say, two of my favorite things are sitting on my front porch, smoking a pipe of sweet hemp, and playing my Hohner Harmonica.
Wait. Abraham Lincoln was a pothead?
You are well right to ask, why didn't you mention this before, Abraham Lincoln? Had you such a predilection for Mary Jane? Short answer, I forgot. I just forgot. I spaced on it. This one's all mine. I'm sorry. I flaked. I effing flaked. This one was my bad. I'm sorry, dudes. As you will see, though, in the link from the show notes, I am in good company. Here are some other U.S. presidents who toked up. Hemp is of the first necessity to the wealth and protection of the country, says Thomas Jefferson. That does not necessarily mean he smoked it. George Washington said, make the most you can of the Indian hemp seed and sow it everywhere. Still, of course, you can make hacky sacks out of it, so that does not necessarily mean that George Washington smoked it. We shall by and by want a world of hemp more for our own consumption, said John Adams, U.S. president. Again, consumption is, you know, that's, you know, you can consume something as a fabric and renewable energy source. One president, though, he later in the line, this one president said, I inhaled frequently. That was the point. That president's name? Barack Hussein Obama. He was also one of our presidents. I don't know if you have heard of him. The ever-articulate Jimmy Carter said, penalties against possession of a drug should not be more damaging to an individual than the use of the drug itself. And where they are, they should be changed. Nowhere is this more clear than in the laws against possession of marijuana in private for personal use. Therefore, I support legislation amending federal law to eliminate all federal criminal penalties for the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. But our man Terence McKenna said it best, if the words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness don't include the right to experiment with your own consciousness, then the Declaration of Independence isn't worth the hemp it was written on. Verily, Terence, verily, which is why Obama's recent pick of drug czar, Seattle Police Chief Gil Kerlikowske, over, say, I don't know, a major public health advocate, could be seen as troubling. Potentially, but we don't know where he's going to go with it. We don't know. I'm reminded of the old bromide, to the man with a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. We don't know where Obama's going to go with it. We don't know yet. But I, in my official capacity as president, would greatly appreciate it if he would stop sending our kids to jail when it is avoidable. Other pieces of troubling Obama news, as you know. Obama, as a campaign promise, said he would post non-emergency legislation online at least 5 days before signing it. He has since signed the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act and the Children's Health Insurance Program Reauthorization Act without posting this information. But Obama's website, the White House blog, assures us that his commitment to introducing more sunlight into the lawmaking process is coming soon.
Okay, you can get a pass on that. However, Obama made a more troubling decision when it came to defending secret flights under the Extraordinary Rendition Program,
where prisoners were transported to other countries by the CIA, where they were tortured. Both Bush and now Obama said discussing such tactics in court could harm national security. When a judge on the trial asked an Obama lawyer if the change in administration has no bearing on the case, Obama's lawyer said, "No, Your Honor. The change in administration has had no bearing."
Come on! Come on now, Obama. What are we doing here? Yes. The Bush administration programs have made us all unsafer. Yes, national security is a concern. Perhaps it is right that we be vilified on the world stage for our actions, only insofar as we have behaved like Hannibal Lecter, the country. This makes us look bad. It makes people hate us. It makes us unsafer. Yes. So is this being done as part of the overall transfer of power, one hand washes the other DC system of not sending your predecessor to the Hague for war crime trials that we are currently witnessing as U.S. taxpayers still pay out of pocket to defend in court the architects of torture from the Bush administration? Yes, we want justice. Ultimately, a lot of us just want Bush and Cheney to be punished. This may or may not serve the greater good. So perhaps Obama is just trying to wait out the storm. Or is it the much more insidious that he wishes to keep George Bush's ill-begotten powers for himself? We don't know yet. So let's all put on our thinking caps and keep our eyes peeled. As has, in a bit of good news this week, the Vatican, who in celebrating Darwin's 200th birthday, acknowledged the validity of Darwin's findings. The Vatican has endorsed Darwinism and have dismissed intelligent design as both bad science and bad theology. Seeing as, of course, our 200th birthdays both fell in the same week, you may be asking, did Darwin and I have a joint birthday party? We did. And not just a joint either, we got a double-headed hookah and lit that mother up. This has been Abraham Lincoln coming to you from the Abraham Lincoln Logs. Every Monday, every Friday, not next Monday, not next Friday, I'll be traveling again. I'm all over the place. But when I return, I'll be wishing you a very good day. Good day!